music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
So, welcome back to our listeners to another episode of Soul Scripted. I am the host, Star or Stella, whatever is clever. And on the line we have, introduce yourself.
Hello, it's Huey B. You can follow me anywhere, mostly Instagram, Noah Huey Below. And yeah, I'm in the spot. Don't make it hot. Grand risings
all, if you are listening to this at that time of day. But no matter what time of day, it's always a great time to rise into your power. So whatever.
Exactly.
We shall begin. Today we are going to talk about BFFs. Best friends forever.
Spicy talk.
What'd you say?
Spicy talk.
Is that what this is?
That's what I think is going to lead to eventually.
You think it's going to be? Oh, shit.
Got enough of them.
You just got me hyped. Now I'm really looking forward to hearing what comes out of your mouth. Hold on 1 second. Let me fly this. 315. Get on the floor. My bed is being OD loud. Okay. So. Yes. How was this? How will you have what? Okay. Spicy talk.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting this to get spicy, but you see, I mean, you, I can tell you, you've got some passion underneath this topic.
For sure.
Oh, boy. So, what is your definition of a best friend then?
Honestly, it has to do with your moral values aligning with said person, no matter what the issue is between you guys. Farther on down the line, y'all make sure that you guys have an understanding of moral values. Like, when I say that, I mean, like you can't let petty stuff get in the way of y'all relationship, regardless of where it takes y'all. Like, you know you're good with them no matter what. So I think that's what a best friend is.
That was a very thorough definition. I like that. Excuse me, I'm taking a sip of water.
Okay, good. Yeah, for sure. That's
I don't know. I was really pondering about it, and I was like, "Damn, what is my definition of a best friend?" Because there's so many notions in my mind, but I feel like beyond the typical, like you said, you know, through thick and thin type shit.
Yeah.
Basically, somebody that aligns again with your moral compass, and you know, you just click, you're synchronized on all different levels, but in the most important ways at the core. That's somebody that's the best friend to me. Like, even if you have differences in character or, you know, going about life or whatever the case may be, your core values are what stick you together.
I agree.
It's such a funny topic to me, honestly. Your first best friend.
I'd have to say probably like, it was probably like, that's hard to say for real. I'd say like third grade or something, because for real, you could go back into like, you know what I'm saying, like 5 years old, 6 years old type shit with people. It's always been, you know what I'm saying, always one person that I felt like I aligned with in like mind matter, like we could always just connect in that level whenever we link up with each other. So I'd say around like third grade, yeah, I had a close bond with a couple of people, but one dude always stuck out. His name was Dominique, I want to say. Puerto Rican kid. Different.
Dominique. I don't know. I've had some not so great experiences with males named Dominique for some reason.
It's mischievous. Like mischievous.
Yes, every single one. Your one time story time real quick. when I was like, I had to have been like 8, 9, maybe like 9 or whatever. Like back where I used to live, Uptown. Shout out Uptown.
Shout out Uptown.
Fucking, there was like this girl who was like, I guess the closest thing I had to a best friend at the time. Honestly, questionable. I mean, we were, but it was an element of frenemy shit in our relationship, like a lot of that shit. So anyway, though, like one time there was like a bunch of freaking, like, you know those big old acorns, like the big ones, that look like walnuts almost or whatever, like not walnuts,
get those shit stuck in your shoe.
There was a bunch of those littered all over the field where we like usually played like kickball. So of course, being the hood rat children that we are, or were, we decided to fucking have an acorn fight and was throwing them shits at each other. Why this nigga, Dominique, yes, I'm name dropping, this who was the, I think, some sort of, I think like a step relative or whatever of my best friend at the time, ended up hitting me in the fucking eye.
Oh, nah, nah, them things damn near poke your eye or you get hit the right way.
Yo. Mm-mm. Yo, my peoples was livid. And well, there's two, because they're like, why the fuck are y'all throwing these shits for one? Like, what is wrong with you? That was my first encounter with a man named Dominique. And I, ever since, every single one that I met, I was, because I always felt, I'm like, yo, you beamed that shit at me on purpose. Because he had a crush on me. I knew he had a crush on me.
I be. They're definitely mischievous, but they're always the ones to start some shit off. Like, if you bored, you need some shit to do, they'll figure some shit out, whether it's good shit or just, like, you know what I'm saying, negative shit, don't matter.
Yeah, like, what is, like, they're like Damien from, what's that movie with the demented children? Oh my God, what is the name of it?
Think, man, think.
I think it's called The Last Omen. It's an old school like horror flick or whatever, but like this one kid named Damien, he was like the ringleader of the shit, like the most like possessed one. And that little boy, man, put fear in your heart.
Put me
like,
on to something.
Go watch that. I think it is The Last Omen.
The Last Omen, definitely.
Yeah, check that out. Some classic horror film shit. I think it was made in like the '70s or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, going backwards in time is always good.
Yeah, those scary flicks from then, like, they'd be funny to me, but I digress. like, the cinematics just be wild compared to what we see now.
Well, funny shit, I agree. But yeah, that's how I started, though. Like, he was always the guy that just, you know what I'm saying, like, whenever we was finished in school or whatever, niggas would play kickball. We play out Heather Lake. That's why I used to stay out there at Hampton.
Word.
Out Top Mill. And yeah, we would just play kickball, you feel me? Go to his crib type shit. He was the first person I remember to play, you know the movie The Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the game. That was the first time I ever. Facts come out and play. Facts. You
come out and play.
No funny shit. That was a classic. Oh my God.
That whole line right there sounds like a taunt that a guy named Dominique would use. Let me stop shading niggas named Dominique. Hey, shout out to y'all. So first off, describe yourself as a best friend. Like, how, what kind of archetype would you put yourself under?
I'd definitely say it'd be more of a like protective type best friend. Like, if I even put that label on you, or we start that label to where it's like we frequent each other every day type shit, or it's just like we don't go without talking to each other, then it's like, all right, nothing's gonna happen to you without it happening to me. Like, it's always a connection like that. And like I said, with the morals too, like, I don't know, I always keep people on their toes. So with best friends, it's like, I'm gonna make sure I would want for you as I would want for me, things like that. So definitely protective type.
I definitely feel you on the protective type, because that is so my ass. Like, I'm like the mama best friend slash, I mean, I'm the fun one too. I don't get me wrong. I'm definitely the shenanigans one, but more so like
the nurturer.
I'm the mama. Yeah, I'm the mama.
So funny.
Definitely the mama best friend. Like, I'm gonna let you know when you fucking up, and I'm gonna also hold you while you cry.
Facts.
I'm gonna make sure what you about to do isn't gonna fuck up anything you got going on for yourself. And at the same time, I'm also the one that's like, yo, if we out somewhere and a nigga is bothering you, I'm the one that's going, yes, I'm that friend that's going to be like, hey, homie, chill.
Exactly. You're going to be the vocal one.
Yes. Or just kind of divert the attention. Like, right. Yeah, I'm that best friend. I'm always make sure you're straight, but give you your space. Excuse me. For sure. Like, I don't know. It's so weird because that's something I want to talk about for sure, is like just the different archetypes that come into mind when you think of having a best friend. Because like you see memes of this shit nowadays.
Yeah, it's always something on Twitter involving that topic.
Yeah, like, you know, and then we got, well, I should play some Young Thug real quick. Then we got that whole, you know, idea or concept of just what a ride or die actually is. And I just feel like there's so many different like socialized norms and stuff that go into like having a best friend. Like, you know, I don't know. Honestly, for me personally, I feel like people, like a lot of us in general, aren't super strong in our partnering skills.
Yeah.
So to have a best friend, if you even consider yourself to have one, like, that shit is still a working relationship, you know what I'm saying? It should be natural, but at the same time, you have to be attentive towards the shit.
Yep, especially in this day and age. Oh, my gosh, you'll lose somebody quick. You won't even be intending to. Like, it'll just be some, like, just naturally grow distant to someone just because. And then you'd be like, damn, I remember we were just linking up every other day. Now it's a couple months later, it's on some other shit, like.
So, like, because that makes me think of just, like, different levels of soulmates and shit, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anybody listening is or isn't hip, I know that there are different forms of soulmates that you can have. And having a best friend can definitely, you know, you can put that in its own category of soulmateship.
For sure, for sure.
It's like where does the subjectivity of the relationship become more objective is my thing.
I mean, it varies because like it has to vary with, you know what I'm saying, said relationship and how like it started, I feel like. Because a lot of times the intent of the relationship wouldn't even be on some, like, to be close enough to that person to consider them, like, damn, I could see myself being with that person. But then once it gets this, like, it's hard to reverse that, you feel me? Like, especially when you get that close on the best friend level, and then y'all start, like, really claiming it that way. Like, because usually it's people will say it, and then you'll be like, nah, we just cool, da-da-da-da. Like, I'm not really like a best friend of that person like that. But then once you start looking at it from that perspective, you're like, damn, I could see myself being with this person for X amount of time.
Yeah. And that shit is real. Like, okay. Informative, like, just real quick informative segment. To elaborate on the concept of having different soulmates, like I say, like, we agree, having a best friend is definitely its own category. And, like, basically, I guess what I really want to get to is just how different, like, different interpersonal relationship dynamics serve a certain purpose. And having a best friend, like, serves a certain purpose and is also hella malleable. Like, you, depending on how strong that bond is and how consciously nurtured it is, I really feel like you can go through different evolutionary stages of your relationship with your best friend. and still not have the shit die off, as well as the opposite, you know, go through different evolutionary stages, and because of that, you no longer, you know, yeah, you fall out.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you kind of grow apart just because, like, you just become more well-rounded without said person because they showed you the things that you needed to see for that time period. Like, yeah.
Like, I strongly feel, Zeven, okay, this makes me think of childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, let me not assume. Do you think it's possible to have more than one best friend?
I'm dealing with that right now, no cap.
Oh, shit, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Because that was one of my main questions or whatever. Because then that really, really can, like, then we can really, really break down the whole stipulations and shit that comes with it.
Like, honestly, man, because a lot of times, like, especially, like, I know it comes with the territory with just, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a likable person, you're just going to naturally bond with people closely. So once you start really, like, traveling, you don't even got to go out of state. It's just like once you really start going places and you're like, all right, I know I could hit said person up and we'll be good regardless, like how you're saying, just like best friends are just like, you know what I'm saying, they're not temporary. Even if they are temporary, it's more like it's always going to be that bond there. So if you traveling and you link in with people and things like that, you're going to favor one person more than majority of said people that you're around. So when you start doing that, you'd be like, oh damn, like I really do have more than one best friend, but it's for like different situations. Like it's weird because it's not like the best friend label is just weird in itself, because
that's what I'm saying. Like, should weird. We even use that shit?
Exactly. Like
especially as a grown ass people, like, you know, it's, we grow.
Yeah, like, because once you put labels on anything coming with a said person, it becomes bigger than life, than what it would have been if you would have never said it, or if that person would have never said it. Because once y'all acknowledge it verbally, like, it becomes a different story, and then you start carrying the burden of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just becomes weird after that. It could be a good weird, or it could be just like a uncomfortable weird, but you got to go through it. Situationships and things like that.
Oh, situationships. So I'm gonna get to that in a second. I'm gonna definitely get to that in a second.
I'm speeding low key.
It's good though, because you got the whole, you know what I'm saying, you got the outline, you got everything in mind and shit. I like that.
Exactly.
I like that. No, it's good because it really allows us to penetrate the topic deeper.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm all about. Oh, no pause. Boom. Yes, I said it. Anyway.
Exactly. Talk your shit.
You know I'm going to do that. You know I'm going to do that anyway.
Exactly.
That is how I am. But for real, though, I feel like, you know, it's a slippery slope.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's a slippery slope. Hell, even in, to quote the movie where that came from, Dope or whatever, you know, you see their relationship, like I forgot the main character's name, you know, light-skinned dude. And his best friend, and then he had the other best friend who was a female, though.
Yeah.
That, you know, he was in love with at the same time. But they were still, but, like, that's a perfect example of how you could have that different dynamic, but with the same kind of, you know, yeah, like, same element.
Label. Same label, know, like, different feels.
Yep. So this just really just, like, because I'm one of those, I'm a no-label type of girl. Honestly, like, I feel like labels are just all labels are terms of convenience. While I understand very greatly the power of words in general, and I believe in them as an extension of the grace of the unconditional source that we come from always, especially when used properly. However, when you have a label and you're just kind of whitewash or just, you know, brainwash all you know, the gray areas that should be identified, because we are unique people.
Yeah.
Like, it's a slippery slope.
Comes in full circle. It's just, yeah, it's like, bro, going all day about that little kid.
Yo, that movie. I'm really thinking about it. Like, and there's so many different types of, like, okay, what's your favorite best friend archetype?
That's a
or like one. Duo.
Damn, you put me in a spot. I'm not gonna hold you. It has to do a lot with like what they do. Like if it's like a freaking frat type thing, like a monkey mm-hmm. see, monkey do type of like best friend type thing, like I mm-hmm. rock with that the most because it's like if you go, I go. Like yeah. I don't know. Like it's always been like, especially with like music, I feel like if you got mm-hmm. a good like duo that you listen to and like yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you feel when they like I don't know, especially now, like you can tell when partnerships and shit like that just start to go south or just like they're more yeah. distant. It's just like I don't know. A lot of people try to model they type of best friend relationships off of that too. Like for instance, like Lil Baby and Gunna and shit like that. Like
mm-hmm.
it's just them type of things. You feel me? Like I like that because even if you don't pay attention to it, it's still like a known fact. Like them two are just like freaking frack. Even though you don't know what they're doing in their personal life like that, they present it as if. If he going, I'm going. Or she going, I'm going. That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I rock with that.
Yes. I definitely can. I can't really. I don't know. Like,
Speak your mind. I'm listening.
Because I was about to wholeheartedly agree, but I'm reflecting on my actual personal experiences. And it's like, you know.
But it taught you regardless. It taught you like maybe I shouldn't go all out for this type of person, but like
exactly. Yo, yeah. Get out of my fucking head. Because I was about to say like every best friendship, mm-hmm. every best friendship that I've had is solely just because that person like it's like I identify them. If I even, you know, choose to, like, because after a certain point in my life, I say, like, around age, maybe, how old was I when that fucking happened? Like, around 2015, 16-ish, or whatever, mm-hmm. I'll say, is when, yeah, going into 2016, yeah, is when I was just like, fuck that whole notion, for real. There's a reason why. Of course there's a reason why.
Always a reason.
But we're going to talk about that because you, I don't know, like, you have fallouts and stuff like that, but I think it goes, it doesn't, the whole category of having a best friend in that dynamic overall doesn't get as much due diligence when it comes to it being still a relationship.
Yeah.
So no matter whether you're fucking or not, whether you're in a relationship with that person or not, whether they're your sibling or whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like that is still a relationship to be, you know, considered wholly. At the end of the day, right. Yes. So it's like you can break up with somebody that is your best friend. Like y'all can have a whole ass breakup.
Yeah, because it don't even have to be on the level of like, you know what I'm saying? Like just seeing them as like a like you said, if y'all fucking and shit like that, it could just be on some like real like, damn, we just not on the same page and like. We're airing all this shit out because now, like,
air all this shit out.
Yeah, like, it comes to like a boiling point, but like, both of y'all not vocal about it until something small happened or some shit, and then y'all butting heads, and then y'all won't speak to each other for like months on years and shit like that. It always happens like that.
Yeah. That is definitely so. What would you say is the like number one reason why you've ever like had a breakup? With a best friend or like just the yeah what is your hard limit when it comes to best friends?
Definitely would be
Oh, it, fucking come on. Sorry, I'm listening. the lawn people are out here, and I'm just really hoping.
See, you
they
got
don't get ignorant.
You got lawnmowers. I got airplanes in the background, so that shit. You feel
well,
me?
Just let me know if you can hear it on your end, so I know to move.
Nah, you straight. I can hear you, just your voice right now. But
okay, cool.
Because
these niggas like to get mad close.
Damn. It definitely would have to be, like, it's. I hate just summing it to loyalty because that goes deep. Like, it's always has to do with, like, them doing something that I wouldn't do. Like, it's always like that. And I'll be trying to, like, not do that because, like, you're not supposed to look at other people for that. Like, it kind of gets, like, the line gets blurred between, like, your ego and just, like, the situation as a whole. But it always it always comes down to that, like, don't, it's some shit that you do or some shit that you don't do when you $100,000 with somebody. Like, you just even with being dishonest, like, some things is forgivable and then some things it's like, why would you even, you feel me? Like, why would you even lie about that?
Yeah, yes.
And once that happens, I look at that person in a whole different light.
A different, yes. Like, it's hard not to become jaded, especially I feel like the level of intimacy that is involved, which I cannot wait to get to the intimacy episode, but this is going to lead right into it because the intimacy that becomes involved when you have somebody that you consider your best friend, again, whether you're fucking or in a relationship with them or not, like, it gets taken for granted.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, like, you know, it's like underrated how much weight and significance having that type of a person in your life holds for real, because like you said, a lot of lines get blurred.
Yep. And you try to like disregard it as like, all right, I'll give them a pass because you're not really exactly sure the reason why people do certain shit. But then it's just like, all right, enough is enough. Like, I can't turn a blind eye to, like, even just like when people become distant off of like one simple conversation or some shit and you catch them in a lie or some shit like that. Like, all right, you fess up. We talk about it, deal with it, whatever. But once you start going distant from that point, I'm definitely looking at you different. No matter if it was that one day I was just like in my feelings or whatever, then the next day I'm good. It's like, all right, you want some other shit now, so I got to look at you that way.
You want some shit, Patch.
Facts, you want some shit.
Facts. Nah, deadass, I definitely feel you on that. And wait, hold up. I'm trying to think. Because I just added you on the co-star app. Because I feel like, yes, to be an Astro Ho, you know, I don't know, I have my moments each segment. Astro Ho for life. But, yeah, like, also, it depends on, like, this stuff really does start to depend on what kind of, like, dominant energy you carry. It, like, that plays a role in how you approach and respond to certain shit that goes down.
Word two.
In your relationships. So it's like, okay, for me, I definitely agree with you. Like, as far as the loyalty runs so, it runs so deep, and you have to have the, like, it's like an undying intimacy, like that real point. I don't know. I feel like all best friend relationships reach a point of true testament on how far and how deep your loyalty to each other goes.
Exactly.
Like, especially when you're entering different phases of life and everything. So it's like, I personally honestly also try to always, like, you know, look past it, but that's why I asked the question before, like, when does the subjectivity of having a best friend on a personal level become objective? And in other words, when does the whole, at what point does riding or dying or, you know, being there or showing, you know, consistently showing how your loyalty works towards somebody, when it comes down to those blurred line moments. Like, it's very easy. Again, you always got to G-check yourself, first off, dealing with anybody. But from then on, like, the next step to me is, you know, of course, addressing and rectifying. But, like, it's like you have to go about it in a certain way. Of course, you got to keep it real, but things get crucial. Like, in those moments, and shit gets crucial.
That's damn my problem, low-key. Well, I don't know if it's a problem. I just say it's a ongoing task that I have to pay attention to, because I ain't going to sit here and say, you know what I'm saying, I'm 100% honest with everything that I've said before in relationships with best friends, regardless if it's a girl or guy or whatever. But I would definitely be on some, like, no filter shit. I've never had a filter when it comes to them, because it's like, if you know me long enough and you've gotten accustomed to how I speak and how I, like, delegate situations and you're around and things like that, whether you agree or disagree, you're going to accept it for it, because you know I'm not going to sugarcoat shit. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. That's always been the issue when it comes to, like, why shit goes south, because it's like, oh, you didn't have to say that at a certain time, or you didn't have to be this way around certain people. And I'm like, it don't matter if it's 100 people in the room or if it's 5 people in the room, I'ma still act exactly. I'ma still act the same exact way. Like,
yes. Oh my gosh, that just made me think of, okay, really good question I want to ask. So what are some things, like, whatever comes to mind first, or whatever is relevant for you in your life, but what is some shit that you feel like is normalized nowadays between besties? Because, like we said, we got meme culture and everything, and just social media in general, that shines a certain light on what a best friend is and should be. So what is some shit that you feel like is normalized that shouldn't be, or some stuff that isn't that should be?
I'm going to speak from two different perspectives. I'm going to speak from same gender best friends. I definitely would say the biggest thing about what's normalized in those type of situations is, like, it's always some type of, like, public display of, like you have to, you're just showing some type of, like, bias towards them. Like it could be on any social media, or it's just, like, in public. Like, I don't know, like, people start to act like they can't walk in a group of, like, 6 people and not walk next to their best friend. Like,
yo,
I'd be like, bro, like, attachment is so fucked. Like, I get, it's cringy to me, because it's like, all right, you know how we rot. Like, we don't gotta fucking be, you know what I'm saying, neck to neck every second of the way. Like we could separate from each other and feel, you know what I'm saying, secure in the fact that, like, all right, I'm watching your 6, you watching my 12. But, like, bro, you don't gotta be that. You don't have to prove your loyalty to me 100,000 times for me to understand it. Because once you start doing that, I'm like, all right, you definitely got some.
Why are you going so hard?
Yeah, like, it's some other shit that you either doing or you thinking about doing that you doing that much. And, like, I don't know. I get shifty quick when I see shit like that.
do you get shifty because it's your intuition, or you get shifty because it's like a, I don't know, is that just like a programming that you have, like, when it comes to relationships?
Yeah, shit. Probably both, low key. But I nowadays, I probably lean more towards the intuition. Before, it was definitely, like, programmed with just, like, you know what I'm saying, like, family and shit telling you, like, don't trust nobody, you feel me? Like, only trust your family, things like that. But nowadays, exactly. So that's one perspective, though, with the same gender, at least with my perspective of guys, you feel me? But as far as girls go, I'm not gonna hold you. It's always normalized between, like, I don't know what it is with me or just the people I attract on that level, but it's always some shit like it's publicized that like we're intimate, you feel me? But it's not like a, I don't know, like not PDA, but at the same time, it's like people know, but they don't know at the same time. Like, I feel like that gets normalized the most. Like now it's like, all right, we best friends. So it's kind of like a given that that might happen. 9 times out of 10 is going to happen, but you're not, I don't know, man. Like that shit is just weird. That's a whole topic though, low key. Oh,
nah, go in. That's, go in.
Oh my gosh. Go in. Definitely, that's definitely been the what is it called? The reoccurring.
Is that the battle that you're facing now, or?
I mean, not exactly, because ever since I moved up top, again, it's like, all right, it's different now. So I'm not seeing said people every day and things mm-hmm. like that. But if it was in that situation, then it definitely would be on, you know what I'm saying, the intimate level. It's just like, all right, it's a given. Like, we probably gonna be fucking, but it's not.
So I was just about to say, so just to clarify intimate, because, you know, I haven't gotten to that particular episode and segment yet, mm-hmm. but just as a precursor and for this episode, like, define intimacy when it comes to you. Like, what is your...
That's a good one. I would, all right, it's 3 different levels with me. The first level definitely is like,
you got levels.
Yeah. I got a dead list.
So you know it's real.
I got a list of them. The first level definitely would be breaking the surface as far as like me caring past a certain level of the average person. Like, We all care about each other, at least we supposed to, on a like on a general basis of like, you know what I'm saying, you do on the others as that whole saying goes, you feel me? But but once it goes past that point of like me just checking up on you and shit like that, or you checking up on me and things like that, that's the breaking the first level. Second level is like, all right, I'm not just doing that verbally or over text or like FaceTime, whatever. We actually linking up. We're like, you feel me? Like, we're,
yeah,
you venting, whether it's like, you know, general going out to eat, things like that. And, you know what I'm saying? PDA, things like that. But not mm-hmm. not on the level of like, of course, past like, just the thinking stage of like, all right, maybe this could go somewhere, because I don't got necessarily like them deep feelings, but it's like it could go that way. You feel me? It could go that way.
Mm-hmm.
The third level was just like, all right, we've been doing this for a good amount of time now, and like we both understand each other and what our situations are, and we, regardless if the other person in a relationship or not, and that's another thing too. We don't get into that. But yeah, that's.
Oh wait, so are we? Wait, we talking about general intimacy or best friend intimacy?
Well, we talking about best friend intimacy.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure everyone. Okay, gotcha.
Best friend. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you got your levels is like ranging from, all right, so it's lukewarm, then we got to turn it up a notch. You know, we got some hot
facts.
Hotness.
Facts.
And then we got, all right, nigga, this is hell. You in the thick of it.
Yep.
Fight to the death.
Facts. Like, and then that's when it's just like, all right, anything goes at this point, like.
Yeah.
Know each other way too well at that point.
Nah, I feel you. Maybe that's like I don't know, because like I have a Cancer rising or whatever, and I definitely feel like that's a Cancerian trait, like keeping people at a distance long enough
mm-hmm.
to be able to gauge how they line up to, you know, your virtues and just your, you know, royalty in general.
Yeah, that's
funny. Like, I definitely am one of those people, because, like, I'm the type, if something as simple as if I'm just walking into a room of, you know, say it's like 50% of the people I know and for the other half I don't know them, like, I'm not going to cling to the people I know. However, I'm not going to be, you know, introducing myself, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
Like, super, you know, open and friendly. Like, I'm open and friendly, but not in a, you know, assertive type of way. Like, I'm definitely on that lukewarm level.
Yeah, it's always a little
of trying
feel.
To read the room and everything feel. Like that.
Yeah.
And then the longer I'm there, you know, you get more pleasantries and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, once the whatever, the interaction or communion, whatever you want to call it, has taken off past lukewarm and everything like that, then I'm like, okay, so then that becomes a how connected are we? Should we exchange numbers? Or, you know, or in the case of best friends, like, are you at the level where you could come to my crib?
Facts. Or do I even trust you to be in my crib?
Facts. Yeah, like, can I trust you with this certain information? Can I even tell you this about myself? You know, type shit. And then past there is definitely like another layer. Like, I feel like fucking Shrek with the ogres and the onions and shit. But it works, though. It works, because people read you, like, when you hold that type of a standard for yourself or whatever, like, people can read you from afar, and they know when not to fuck with you and how to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, some people still try it. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be those stragglers. But boohoo for them. Exactly. Like, we ain't talking about them.
You gotta deal with them type of cats accordingly.
Like. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, like, that was a really, really good answer, because I didn't forget what my follow up was going to be. That's good. There's so much like gray area to me when it comes to best friends, and I think it's just based off of what we were just talking about. Like, you know, people not really, for one, you got to know yourself. Yeah. That's always up top for one. People don't know themselves deep enough to require a certain level of, you know, loyalty of rip.
Yeah, because they're
and
gonna be...
to also provide that shit too.
Mm-hmm. They can be flip flop.
Yeah, it's like I've had. Let's say, I think one of my biggest, like, I don't know, something that I feel like is normalized that shouldn't be, honestly, and I don't care. You can stone me all you want. I stand by what I say, and I've been tested on this plenty of times in different dynamics, but I feel like something that shouldn't be so much of a thing is picking sides when you have a best friend. I'm not going to pick sides for you or no fucking body, because if there's somebody in my life that has a genuine place in my life, whether that's like on a casual ass passerby level or something deeper, I'm not going to compromise that just because I'm like putting you, like, you know, like I got like a fucking bar graph or something, and like your bar is up here and their bar is down here and shit. Yeah. Like, so that makes you the winner, and like I'm not doing that, because for real, to me, that goes against my principle of what unconditional love even is, how it's expressed through me.
Facts.
Like, I understand that in certain situations, your loyalty on that level, it can, you know, it shouldn't be elusive in certain circumstances, though. Like, it really depends on, like, a case-by-case thing.
Yeah.
Like, if it's, like, you know, some iffy shit, and you know it's some iffy shit, or say, like, let me think of it. Okay, example, when one of my best friends back in the day, I'm gonna go way back to childhood to the girl I was talking about before.
Back in the day.
Because that's where it all starts, yo.
Exactly.
That's where it all starts. So I remember this time where, like, this new girl had moved into the neighborhood, and me, actually, every time a new girl moved into the neighborhood,
he was always embracing them.
Well, not every single one, but the ones I was cool with, I was cool with. Like, I'm a Libra, so...
Good balance.
We are people, okay? Mm-hmm. So, I don't... For one, I'm not gonna, you know, while I'm still reading and engaging from afar what kind of person you are to me, like, I'm not gonna shut you down or nothing like that. Like, you know, everybody has equal opportunity. We're not equal, but you get equal opportunity to be up in this space.
Yes.
So whenever that happened, though, like, of course I didn't have the dialogue for it back then, but every time somebody new would move to our neighborhood, and I just so happened to be cool with them because and non-coincidentally is usually somebody like I have some sort of a class or had some sort of a class with, or they were closer like to my range of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easier to just, you know, pass each other by or want to hang out and stuff.
Yeah, it was good and to like, link up.
Yeah. So, you know, and not to mention, you know, if you already got somebody toxic in your life, mm-hmm. unknowingly or not, subconsciously, you're going to seek out those who are more in harmony with you.
Facts.
So that's what
you start seeking that energy that you need to match.
Exactly. Like, I still to this day question myself when it could, like, I know it was just really just a personal, like a roadmap of, you know, a lesson of how I prefer to be treated in any type of dynamic, but especially in that type of soulmateship. But it just always, like, it was always something.
Mm-hmm.
It was always something when it came to that. And that shit became annoying to the point where I honestly, like, stopped. I stopped fucking with everybody. Like, I stopped going outside. Like,
you had
I
to didn't, see. You had because to just
it
see.
Started to ripple out.
Yeah.
Like, and that's something that loyalty shit and picking sides and stuff, like, you know, that's what creates more separation between people. Like, I'm not about that, for one. But two, as a youth, that shit can be hella, like, confusing. And then when you grow up, you have other relationships and stuff, and especially, you know, get closer to somebody who you consider a best friend, whether they're male or female, it's like you have to check yourself a lot or feel the need to, and that shit, like, nobody wants to feel like in any relationship that they gotta look over their shoulder.
Yep. Or even censor what they saying, because it's like,
yes. Mm-mm. Yes. Mm-mm. Yes. Like, you know, and as a Libra, we can be known to be sometimes like people pleasers or whatever, which I can admit to, but it's not like it's not in vain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's genuine. It's just because everybody deserves joy. Everybody deserves harmony and peace. Right.
So,
therefore, I'm not about to fuck up, you know, being that person or just somebody cool to someone else simply because what? You don't like them because they're somebody new that you don't know? Or what? What's
sometimes what
best friends will choose, like, you know, it's okay to be territorial over the people in your life, but when you start to pick and choose battles for somebody else, I'm just like, off the strength of loyalty, I'm good off that.
That should be weird to me, because I'm like, yo, like, why are you going so hard? You don't even know this person. Like, you don't know what this person could offer for our lives, like, for you to even
go on that crazy. That's like, what I'm saying. Like, you have no idea. Dear, like,
that has so many opportunities get fucked off because of that loyalty shit.
And it'd you'd be
like, damn, man. Like, it don't even be like, you don't like regret nothing at the end of the day, but at the same time, you'd be like, you start seeing shit like with a broader perspective. Like, yo, the more I'm bounded by loyalty to a certain cause that's not even like benefiting you in a sense where it's like building you, it's like people are rather jump ship just because of other shit.
Exactly, like that whole, that's when the super selfish aspect of having a best friend, or that tends to, what's the word I'm looking for, because it's not even selfishness, that's the word. I feel like a lot of archetypical, like, best friend type dynamics
mm-hmm.
tend to have a lot of narcissism.
Yes.
These days.
Yes.
Like, it's hella narcs. It's hella narcs, like, covering themselves up and, you know, putting up a facade that they are your people.
Yeah.
And they may very well believe in you and have faith in you and unconditional love for you as a human being in person or in their life or whatever, but that don't mean that their motives don't get fucked up along the way.
Thanks.
To the point where they are damaging and sabotaging shit just for the sake of preserving what they think their image is.
Exactly. And it'd be like, damn, bro, like, you're limiting the amount of growth that everyone around you could have, regardless of the best friend label or not. Like, if you could see that from a best friend perspective and be like, yo, we could be doing some shit to where it's like, regardless of what's happening outside of this relationship, it's like, we're still building. Like, we know what's going on and stuff. Mm-hmm. They want you just like, I don't know, that misery loves company shit. Like,
yo, oh my, that's exactly God. What it is. It, narcissists are really, and I just seen a tweet literally, I think it was like yesterday or sometime this week, basically saying, you know, how, which I agree with this tweet, but I'm gonna get to why I'm bringing it up. But like, it was basically saying, you know, how people who have, you know, healthy and high self-esteem, mm-hmm, tend to be viewed as arrogant and narcissist to those who lack that.
Yeah.
Which is a fact. 100%. But I also feel like there's a debunker there, because narcissism, the root of narcissism does not stem from having fully embraced self-esteem.
Yeah.
At least by my experience.
Most of the time it comes from the opposite. Like you, for real.
Yeah, it's like you have an idea that you're this shit or whatever, or you would like to be, so you act on that impulse or that notion, but not really staying authentic to who your true self is in the process. Yep. And you can never attain self-confidence if you're not doing that.
I agree.
And a lot of narcs don't.
They can't. They
cover up so much, they can't.
Exactly. They'll become a whole different entity, especially with the best friend shit. Like, the best friend to know is two different sides to that coin. And then once you start noticing, like, oh shit, like, this person's really starting to believe that they're this other.
Like, oh shit, back up.
Yeah, like, I'm like, you can't front on me. Like, yo, like, are you dead ass? Like, we fucking, regardless of how we came up, it's like, bro, like, all these experiences are supposed to be shaping us for the growth of becoming better.
Facts.
So it's just like,
facts. We here to evolve, my nigga.
Exactly. Like,
evolve and stick together. Like, ain't nothing else to it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Our best friendship, man.
So wait, we're gonna get into the saucy sauce.
Yes. Yes.
Because I want to know.
Got me in my bag.
Yes. I want to know. Like, okay. First of all, we're going to touch on the whole best friend and blurring lines of intimacy. Uh-huh. Because, and then this will be like the juice. We'll leave it at a steaming point after this. And then we'll, you know, kind of have our closing segment. But, so yeah. Mm. Fucking or nah. Mm. Like,
man, sorry, man. Look,
once upon a time. Go ahead.
I'm gonna just say this to even start the whole shit off. Like, I know this is gonna be one of those podcasts that's like, eventually, a lot of people's gonna hear this shit. Like, I just, yeah. So it's gonna be like, for a full disclaimer, like, I'm not putting nobody under the bus. I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm just speaking.
Disclaimer time, because it's about to get real. Yep. Point facts. Them out. You can use code names if you have to. I don't care.
I'm going to try, but shit. the way this little wine glass is set up, I don't know yet. But we just going we just gonna keep it funky for right now. I don't know.
Yo, I'm here for this. Nah.
Full disclaimer.
I love the tea because, and I'm just, this is my disclaimer, because again, I know I can be a chatty person when I'm not being super aloof and private and, you know, kooky or whatever. Like, so why are you
because I ain't hear kooky in a minute, but I feel exactly what you mean. I know what you mean.
You know your girl. So
exactly.
When I'm not that, like, I'm extra chatty. So I don't want, that my disclaimer is, don't get it twisted when it comes to tea time.
Exactly. Because
when it comes to tea time, there's always a reason for tea. Like, we have to share. we have to share tea sometimes as a people.
Exactly.
Just to gauge where we're at in our realness, in our truth, for real, for real. Like, you don't gotta be all messy, of course, but it definitely behooves you to, you know, share what's important. Share it reveals so much when you do that. So that's my disclaimer.
Time and place for everything, and I feel it. This is the time and place for it. Cause shit, who wants to have a censored podcast? Like,
not I, said Star. Not I. So. What I was about to say was, once upon a time, I remember there was a big, like, I don't know, because, you know, it's like we go through phases as individuals, but we also go through phases like collectively, especially when it comes like down to like generational topics.
Yeah.
And I feel like with our generation, that I feel like there was definitely a point in time where it was such a huge deal, especially like on social media and stuff, to even have or talk about the having a best friend of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
It
was definitely a hot topic. No pun intended. No pun intended, but it was definitely a hot topic.
So, I mean, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
But now that we're grown now, because, you know, what side of the fence were you on typically, you know, then and now when it comes to that?
Shit, then I'm not going to hold you. Like, before it even started up like that, for some reason, like, my relationships always started with the best friend title. Like, it always was just like, it naturally came that way.
In the deep already.
Yeah, and then it got that way. So once social media started to pick up and they started to expand topics and they started talking about things like that, we would just, the people I would be with would always just be like, how crazy is this that it's happening around the same exact time? Like, you know what I'm saying? Relationships or whatever is getting deeper into it. But mind you, it will always be a time period where it's like what they say, when you get in a relationship, all the people that, you know what I'm saying, you lose touch with come back. So I always had
yeah, it's a radar, yo.
I don't know what it is. I do not know to this day.
Like, it's that goes into the whole soulmate. I'm gonna do a solo episode, like really, really, really like a quick episode breaking down that shit, because I can't do it on this one because there's too much tea to talk about right now. Jay, but
you got me in a bag, little key. But yeah, you need to. You need to.
Do it, look, do I need to go there?
Yes. Yes, you do. No funny shit. But
I try to be very calculated with these things, but I mean,
it's real spell. I mean, it's just how it go. It's just how it go. But
it is.
Oh yeah, then that's how I felt then. Now it's like, shit. I mean, if it's gonna be that way, if you're gonna have a best friend of the opposite sex, just know what you're getting into before the shit like gets deeper. Because like put disclaimers with said person. Don't leave them in the dark to where it's like they thinking one thing and then you got ulterior motives in the back of your mind. If you keeping it a buck with them, just keep it a buck. Like, because at the end of the day, it's like, regardless of what happens, you could feel morally right with what happened. Like, you'll be like, all right, I said my piece before the shit even got that deep, and you'll be straight. So,
yo, yeah, it's definitely, well, I say my piece though, then and now. I don't even think I talked about my first best friend. My first best friend was my cousin, who is a male. When I still lived in New York, like, we were born, you know, our moms are best friends. Our moms are best friends and still are to this day. So even though that's family or whatever, you know, there was also that. And I feel like cousins can very easily become, you know, your first best friend or just close friend in general. But this was like we were like, they called us Pebbles and Bam Bam. Just, we were like that close, you know. Yeah, we were that fucking close. So from the jump, for me, when it comes to best friends and the opposite sex, I never, when it comes to a lot of stuff in relationships or whatever, I really just, I'm such a freedom lover. I just be like, what's the problem?
Facts. Like, what's the issue?
What the fuck is the problem? Like, are we not mature? Like,
state can we feel. Can you,
that always was a topic for me that came down to maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then, especially, like I'll say, going through adolescence and stuff, like, and seeing everybody, you know, having that dialogue about, you know, you can't have a best friend that's of the opposite sex, especially if you're in a relationship and, you know, about it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, though, those same people that always have so much to say,
they got the most experience with them,
got
topics.
The most experience with that shit. They were the ones fucking every person that's their best friend.
Exactly.
It's those same people. So there's definitely a pattern there to me. But now that I'm older, I think I still hold, you know, I don't know. It's very tricky for me now that I'm older, because I feel like my boundaries with self have become much more, like, I'm very flexible in general to people, mm-hmm. but my boundaries have become very, and always have been, but now that I'm older, this is very, I don't enforce them harshly, but they are very, like, definite.
Yeah, they're present.
Yes. So you're not gonna, like, not know where you stand with me, ever. Period. I don't care who you are. Because I'm just a transparent person. And if you don't, and that's if you're a listener too, if you don't know where you stand with me, come correct about it and just ask. Like, it's nothing to clear shit up to me. I actually prefer those types of clarifying conversations, just so everybody knows what their role is.
Right.
And I feel like when you don't approach things that way, like, let me let you know what your role is, that's when you have those situationships that are best friendships, that are messy as hell, that, you know, become just a problem.
Sticky
and a
situations and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that.
like okay. Now that I'm older, especially when it comes to the opposite sex, I definitely, of course, know and believe that it is possible and it is feasible and reasonable to have a best friend of the opposite sex.
Thanks.
I think you have to be a very secure person to have someone in your life on a deeper level of intimacy and, of course, a sexual level of intimacy to allow that space to be held or whatever. Like, you have to have a lot of respect for who you're dealing with. Whether you're the one with the best friend or without.
Yeah.
Like, you like, again, goes back to the definition at the beginning of the episode. The core values have to be there. Or else, what are you doing in my life, fam? Like,
facts. Why do you have the title of something more than a best friend if you already have something that is basically equated to what you are, and you're mm-hmm. not secure with that. Like, it could easily get messy if you're not secure, like you said, within yourself.
Yeah, because it's like, I've seen even grown-ass people, married people even, have debates or just, you know, hang-ups about having somebody that close. And I know, you know, I've never been married or engaged or none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't give that marriage type of perspective. But from the outside looking in, I can understand how in some ways you'd be way more territorial or just, you know, on guard with your boundaries when it comes to your partner and everything. I completely get that. However, like I said, the whole topic of opposite sex and blurring the lines of best friends or whatever, like, it all comes down to maturity.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like, if you can't handle it, then that means you have some growing to do. And if that's just a hard, like, boundary that you have with self, then that still means, you know, that's always points towards, like, reflect. Because intimacy is, I'm gonna break it down in the next episode too, but intimacy, etymology, like, it sounds like into me, I see.
Yeah.
So
breaking that word down.
you always, when it comes to things that you are intimate with and those that you are intimate with on any level, you should always have that point of reflection, of mirroring, like, what is actually going on here and why is the reflection I'm being shown, like, not clear to me, or is making me feel fucked up, or I'm insecure, or I just don't like this.
Facts.
There's, like, you always gotta just clarify. I'm very big on clarifying shit. Like, some things you gotta just let ride out, you know, and just let take it their course. But when it comes to knowing your role to somebody,
you gotta know that. You gotta know that.
Yes. Because what, like, that's a lot of the work that we have to do as people, is really getting back to us and being there wholeheartedly for each other. So if you're not being clear in the way that you're showing up, or somebody else is showing up for you, like, whether you fucking them or not, then you just perpetuate the cycle that we've been going through, like, forever.
The fact, it's an ongoing cycle, unless you step out of your comfort zone and just really, really let people know. Like, it's real simple, and it wasn't simple at first, like you said, with the maturity shit. Like, you, it's hard to tell at first because you still going through the motions of just being with other people on a deeper level than fucking, like, your people. Like, the deeper than, you know what I'm saying, family ties and shit like that, you go into a different world, especially with the opposite sex. You like, damn, like, I can choose whether I want to be with this person and fuck them, or just not be in the relationship and fuck them. Like, you start really just, you know what I'm saying, you have to have experiences to even know, like, all right, this is what I'm comfortable with, what I'm not comfortable with, things like that. So
exactly. Those boundaries, like, you know, shit, damn, I did not mean to spill that over. My bad. Yeah, boundaries definitely have to be confronted and in place, especially if you're going to be fucking them.
Oh my God, exactly. Exactly. Because if I'm...
Especially, if I'm, like, is it even... Do you even think it's possible to maintain... Like, let's really talk about this. Do you think it's possible to maintain a relationship with somebody, no matter what the dynamic is? Well, no. Let me take that back. If the dynamic is you are best friends, do you think it's still possible to maintain, like, that core value system while doing that?
While being in a relationship with someone else? Like,
while fucking them.
Oh, yeah and no. Like, you have to, it has to be, y'all have to be, like, 100% solid, or at least 90% solid on what y'all are getting out of each other before y'all get, like, that type of intimate. If you're not on the same type of, like, playing field with that person, and they're, like, still 50-50 dealing with other people that they feel
can't,
like,
go 50-50, oh, with no hope.
Exactly. Like, if they really on some other shit, and, like, you just dealing with it because you their best friend, but, like, you know what you want out of them, and they don't really know, and then y'all end up doing some shit where it's like, all right, y'all fuck, but then, like, a month later, some shit like that, other set person gets in the relationship, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, after that point, y'all both, like, wait a minute, like, all right, how the fuck do we go from point A to point B that fast? Like, we gotta... You gotta sit back and reflect on that type of shit. So I feel like it's possible, but in this day and age, it gets harder and harder if you're not secure with yourself
or
a set person.
Major key
alert.
Major key. And I know some people would say, like, I'm sure there's people listening, like, fuck all that.
Exactly. Like, they're like,
like, nah, I'm your best friend. I got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, oh man, saying that just reminded me, slightly off topic, the fucking, is it Shiggy? The one of the videos, like, older videos of Shiggy. Was it him? Or was it, call him Rennie? One of them funny motherfuckers had a video, and it was like they're like in a I think in a restaurant or something or a classroom, whatever, and homegirl sneezes. And the other dude goes, bless you.
That was Rennie, right?
Okay. Yo, that nigga.
Nigga said.
She's blessed. She's blessed, my nigga. She's good. Oh, in his face. She's good.
Oh, my God.
I'm her blessing. So she got me. She got me. She's blessed.
Exactly.
Talking about, like, yo.
And that's how I be. Like.
That's how people are in real life, though.
And that's exactly why, like, the learning experiences with best friends of the opposite sex was really, I just say it was really messy for me until a certain point in my life. Because it was like, yo, like, it gets to a point where it's like, you know, you not the nigga, and you know, y'all not, you know what I'm saying, y'all not together, no, nothing like that. But at the same time, if y'all putting that type of energy out there towards each other, it's going to be carried that way regardless of how you want it to go down. It always ends up like that.
Then, Oh, boy. Yeah, we're getting deeper into this intimacy topic. Pull back.
Gotta get the tea.
Nah, like, honestly, I think I'm going to be incorporating this topic overall, like, a lot more moving forward when I come up, when we do go into the second, like, quarter or like the last quarter of the year or whatever, because I'm trying to like hoard shit over the summer. But anyway, like shit does get blurred, and you have to have the emotional intelligence to deal with the choices that you are making. Like, you can't bite off more than you can chew when it comes to, you know, any level of intimacy that you have with somebody, especially if you consider them to be a best friend. Like, you have to know your boundaries and then how that might play out into the rest of your life. Like, right. It's very easy to get caught up in oh, you know, the moment or just in the sentiment. Yo, you're chuckling a little too hard.
Guys, like, oh my God. Like I said, I feel like every relationship except for one of my relationships have started like legit, like
that shit was insidious. Okay.
They all legit started like that. Like, they all started on the best friend level, and then you just be like, damn, it gets the relationship part, like just the aspects of talking about it, and then it gets messy because it's like they get, I don't know, man, like that shit gets it's before, during, and after. Like, bro, they just be on some other shit to where it's like you faced with two choices regardless of how the relationship turns out. It's like, it's either y'all gonna be fucking with each other for the rest of y'all life, or y'all gonna fucking part ways and never want to talk to each other until the time is right. Like,
yes, exactly. And I'm gonna go ahead and break it down a little bit.
Break it down.
On topic, you know, and this would be like, you know, part of like our inner segue. We can do our shout outs to our, you know, if you want to shout out your best friend, whatever. But real quick, your little chuckles and shit.
It's real shady, little key. Shady. We gonna let it rock. We gonna let it rock.
No. So you got some things, sir. But word though, I feel you. It's like every time you chuckle when I'm saying something, your chuckles reflect what I'm thinking in the back of my head. Like,
low key, like, oh my God.
Yo.
Going for hours. Hours.
All right, so let me just do this quick. Okay, so it might be a little choppy because this is not, you know, I don't have this written out. This is all straight, you know, off the top of the dome flow. Mm-hmm. But soulmate ships, different levels. We have soulmates that show up. It depends on, for one, the people that show up or always depend on your primary reflection of source. like, whoever you came here to be, basically, people are going to show up first off based off of that, because you're just manifesting yourself over and over and over again, because that's what Source does in different ways, to have the ever expanding experience of being a human. That's why we come. But there's different levels. You can have a soulmate that is actually your enemy or your rival. They could, that still can be considered a soulmate. And yeah, those same people can be considered your best friends. You can have a soulmate who is here to just show you, you know, just they, soulmates in general are just those who you agree to meet up with to fulfill and come into a certain knowledge for the better wisdom of your soul's expansion. Not to sound completely woo, but it's the truth.
Nah, that's 100% fact. Like, when you said that, I already had people in my head like, damn.
Yeah, you know exactly who motherfuckers are when they show up. Mm-hmm. On a gut level, we know it. Like, always go with your first mind. I don't care what nobody say. Like, you might have to live through the experience still, but that is still a choice. When you are super conscious about, you know, your choices, you can identify and understand how and why that shit becomes a choice to indulge in that experience. You can always say, nah, I'm good on learning this because I see what it is from afar. Or you can say, oh, this is cool. Let's go down this road real quick. I have time. You know what I'm saying? Either way, once you meet and cross paths, it's done, you know?
Yeah.
That destiny is already being fulfilled with that person. So it's like when you get to down to the different reasons why people show up, that's when you get into different levels of soulmates. You can have, your mom can be your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean soulmate as in, like, you know, the one and only.
Yeah.
You know, fantasized idea of a soulmate. That's just a life partner. Or a love of your life, like, and even you can have love of your lives and them not be compatible to be in your life for the whole ride.
Facts, it's just certain time periods and you just gotta let them rock.
Yeah, because they came and fulfilled their destiny with you, period. So it's up to you to decide how much you want to engage. And I think when it comes down to best friends, the concept itself can be taken so lightly in general because you have the word friend at the end, so you think, oh, this has to be complimentary to me, this has to, you know, be, you know, all the stuff that you think about, like all the movies where you see best friends and all the different archetypes that display how two people are that to each other, like all these notions come into mind except for the main, most important one, which is showing up as your true self, so that way you get the real wisdom that you need from the dynamic.
Facts, the learning curves and everything that come with it.
Yes. So that's really why I wanted to even have this topic for real, because it's a lot of, like, not even gray areas, just misinformation and mistreatment of each other when it comes to this. Like, people, like I said, people already, I feel in general, this is my personal theology, don't particularly know how to wholeheartedly show up as a partner to somebody, whether you're a best friend or your companions,
yeah,
or your family, you know? And that's nobody's fault. That's nobody's fault. It's just an accountability that we have to collectively undertake so that way we can correct that shit. However, like, best friends, that whole label, just labeling somebody in general, you know, it's terms of convenience.
Yeah.
We all know what it is that, like, in our heart of hearts, we all know what it is when we think about certain people in our lives, period. I don't care what you say. You might have a bunch of other ideas that come to mind when you think of a certain person, or desires, rather. But in your heart of heart and in your first mind and your gut, you know what they're here for. So it's best to just be transparent and show up and be authentic and allow the other person that same space if you truly see them as a reflection of you.
Shit.
That's my piece.
Nah, I'm all the way tuned in because I'm like, damn, I needed to hear that for sure.
Hey, gotta, you know, gotta have Stella's wisdom.
I hear it.
We deals with the shit talking and the, you know, informative and life experience, whatever, but it all has to be rounded out at some point so that way we can extract our lessons properly. Like, otherwise, I'm not doing my job.
That's a fact.
Ooh, ooh, oh, my God. I'm sorry, yo. Yo. Bill. My bowl just fell.
I heard it.
Sad day. Sad day. Oh my God, I don't even know if it's recoverable. I'm upset. I'm hurt. I'm so hurt. Wow, that was my last. Okay, anyway. sorry.
You better get the vacuum popping. You already know how that goes. You better get something going.
I can't even tell where it fucking spilled because it was on, like, the top shelf of my little altar. So I...
Damn, yeah.
Have mercy.
It's that fall, it's fall.
Yeah, man. Like, if it was a, if I was, usually when I have this shit, because of the way it, like, it's set up, like, it rocks easily or whatever when I have it, like, just placed on the surface. So I usually, like, try and be, like, on level ground or sit on the floor when I'm about to use it. But, like, I was looking for my lighter just now, and my clumsy ass just kind of nudged.
That slight tilt, and that's
yes, loud. And it just rocked on over, right over the edge of the damn altar. Oh, my God. Sorry, y'all. Real deal spill right now.
It happens, man. It happens to the best of us.
But yeah, like that's my piece when it comes to best friends. Like, if you're gonna label somebody, hold the, you know, all virtues to a high standard, and don't contradict yourself in the process of embracing, you know, that relationship. Because it's very easy to, when you have somebody close with you and you see them so much as a part of your life and as a part of you in some way, like, we're all reflections of each other. But you have to have control over who's holding up the mirror.
That, because if you don't, then you're gonna be overcompensating for the fact that you be scared to lose them. But in reality, if the time is up on that relationship, then the time is up for that.
Time is motherfucking up.
You gotta let that person breathe.
It's best to just honor things as they are, and let them unfold as they're supposed to. You interfere less with your own life purpose that way. You stay forward in movement, not getting sidetracked or whatever, which I can say, like, just interpersonal things in general is, like, a important thing in my life in general. So I've been in so many different types of dynamics with people, which I'm sure we all have, but so much to the point where it's like, yo, I'm convinced this is my life's work.
Like, facts, because you'd be like, damn, everything leads back to this fucking role. Like,
yes.
I know it.
Yes. Like, and my best friends, who would I consider a best friend? Like, now that we kind of had this whole debunked ass conversation about things, like, it's kind of hard to even box anybody in like that, for real, for real.
Because you don't want to... I feel like I don't be wanting to leave nobody out, because you'd be like, damn, like, you're thinking on a deeper surface level, it'd be people that you don't even label your best friend as somebody that's really your best friend, like, when it's all
said. Yeah. It's like, best is, you define best as, you know, top notch, the, you know, highest standard, and then friend, that person who is most complimentary and in sync with your core values and morals. Excuse me. So there can be so many different ways, though, that people can be their best with you and towards you. And I think that's where, you know, I would rather not. No, old BFFs, now BFFs, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to name drop just because.
Shit, I know for a fact, I ain't Yeah, I'm probably not gonna say nobody. Only because I'm not gonna say nobody. Only because I feel like the list always like it's always fluctuating like between like, all right, I know this person is like always gonna be there type shit. But then you never know what happens tomorrow. The shit is so weird nowadays. And as you say, you a Cancer rising, I'm a fucking Cancer moon. So this shit is all over the place right now.
Yeah, we be seeing through these motherfuckers. Like, I swear we crazy, but nah. Nah. All things come to the light. Things come to the light. Like every time I'm never wrong about people. Like
even when you think never. Even when you like you be like
yes, even I when hope I don't I'm think not. I know. Yes, I know I am.
I really yo, am.
I am. Like, and damn. That shit hurt. It hurts to be right, yo. I've been telling people like it hurts to be right when it comes to just judgments on people in general. You know, people would like to say, don't judge me or don't be judged, whatever. I don't give a fuck. You need your judgment. Just like you need your ego. That's what helps you judge. Facts. Or else you're just going to be in life. And that is not the way to go. That's not how you even display unconditional love. So,
that shit is a process, man. But end of the day, though, like, you gotta be on some, like, all right, If I'm right about this situation, then don't fight it. Because that's always my issue, is I always try to be like, man, maybe this should have worked itself out in a favor that's not my favor of being right. And maybe this person proved me wrong and da-da-da-da-da. But the longer I do that, the longer, like, the lesson takes forever for me to learn. Because it'd be like, damn, man, like, that shit always happens to me. I'm starting to finally like be like, all right, I'm more content with a rocky outcome than a prolonged negative outcome. I'd rather just do it.
Yeah, acceptance.
It's a fact.
Acceptance. Yeah, so, yeah, that's a great way to close it out. Have acceptance for those who you consider a best friend. Or just that close to you. If you truly, truly, truly have unconditional love for them and, you know, got their back and want their loyalty, allow them to be them, period.
Facts, period.
Not in spite of you or in relation to you or in just period. Show up and accept niggas how they are. Like, even if they're not for you. Even if they're not for you, you still just accept people where they at, yo.
Nah, sure.
Makes everything clearer. But yo, I'm glad I got you in your bag.
Exactly. And that was, bro, that was literally like the fucking, when you open the top of the fucking Lay's bag or some shit and you just now touching the air surface. I ain't really get deep into it because now that I think about it, I'm like, I don't know. You get better at time with being with being PC about shit. Like you just be like, all right, I know how I would want someone to represent me if I was talking on a podcast and shit like that. So
yeah, yo,
hold it back.
I see.
Hold it back just a tad. I was like, all right,
guys. It's cool, but hey, look. This is an art form, so you gotta just let your soul glow.
Thanks. Eddie Murphy. Shit glow.
This is. I was wondering if you were gonna catch that. Yes. No, for real, though. Like, you know, this is soul script. We gotta get into the stories and the how the stories come to be and everything. Is that a spider manager?
Don't fuck with those.
That's my totem. But that don't look, that's a crazy colored spider. But anyway, thank you for coming on and sharing your piece and getting in your bag, you know, touching on some touchy topics.
Always a pleasure, man. You gotta speak to the people in a way that
that they'll understand it. And I feel like you're definitely revolutionizing that art form in a positive light.
You know, oh God, thank you. Jeez.
Yeah, like everybody doesn't think to, you feel me, do things that they see people on a quote-unquote bigger platform doing because they feel compelled to just follow that wave or just, you know what I'm saying, like tune into things even though that doesn't necessarily apply to them, but you're really touching on topics that like everybody can universally understand. Sit down.
Tell these like, motherfuckers. You gonna tell them?
I'm gonna let them know. If anybody, you better tell them. I'm gonna let them know.
Because, you know, I accept myself as an ever constantly evolving every day. So as I evolve, so do my adventures and my projects and my creative output. So I can't speak for how things are going to be with SoulScript in the future. However, I'm very appreciative and grateful for everybody who showed up for it so far. It means like beyond words. And I just, things are going to be taken to a whole new level here.
Thanks.
A whole new level, a necessary level. So I look forward to having you, you know, be incorporated into that. You know, if you want to plug yourself in, now would be the time to do so.
Hey, I ain't going to hold you. It's always something going on with me on a positive note, whether it's just mind, body, spirit, all that. Like, get in tune with whatever it is that you feel like you need to do in life, because time waits for nobody. And you know what I'm saying, you could be here today, gone tomorrow. So that's just my positive outlook on things that I share from me to you as a listener, as a, you know what I'm saying, as anything for whoever's listening out there. But ain't nothing really to plug, just positivity is key. And
That is a plug, shoot.
Yeah. Positivity is key. Drink water every day, you feel me? Go walk, get off.
Yes.
Do something, you feel me?
Move around, something, hug somebody.
Something, exactly. Say good morning.
Admit something real, you know?
Anything, because shit, that could be the key to unlock that next phase in your life. And it's waiting for you. It's waiting for you.
That's right. Talk your shit. Nah.
I'm deaf on my Kirk Franklin this morning.
Did I bring that out?
Maybe so. I don't know. Niggas is in a good mood this morning. I'm like, all right.
Yes. It is one of those days. I can't wait for the rest of the day. You know, this has been a great start to my day. So, thanks. Again, I'm super, super grateful. And everybody stay tuned for the next episode. Next episode is going, we're going to go even deeper, like very specific. Very real about the intimacy and what it means nowadays and just how we all function with it. So this episode has been that opener, breaking the ice, but also very necessary conversation for the mature and the immature. So thank you for listening. We shall be back very soon. I don't have a date because y'all know how I am. But stay tuned. Exactly. And thank you, Huey.
Thank you, Fat Belly Bella. Fat Belly Bella, Fat Belly Stella, all that.
Y'all hear this? I'm just gonna accept it. It's just yeah.
Peace to everybody out there, Alafia, all that.
Peace out until next time.
That's my best friend. Big old booty bitch, messes from Texas. What's next? I'm a skeet, all the nigga gonna catch me. And that's my best friend. Go best friend. Nigga living TTG and everything is still on fleek. My bitch rolling with me, she gon' smile cause she on fleek. $100,000 at my pay, my shit on fleek.